This is a radio report on perspectives, the third CEC Electroacoustic Days at Concordia University in Montreal, prepared by Philip Sporer for the Canadian Electroacoustic Community. This documentary asks the question, what is electroacoustics and what does it mean to you?
I am Julia Loftev and I do radio fart at CKUT. And electroacoustics and me. This is the story. I think there's different ways of looking at it. As far as I see it, electroacoustic music can be any kind of music these days, because if you think about it, it's music that combines electronic aspects and acoustic aspects. And virtually all music today has an element of technology in it. It's created with recorded works, so in radio it always involves technology, for example, that's what I do. And it's always, in some ways, electroacoustic. I work with splicing tape, I work with microphones and other audio technology, so it brings it in. On the other hand, if you look at, the electroacoustics community's idea of electroacoustic music can be quite different, and that tends to have certain associations, I guess, for me there's a certain sound that you associate with electroacoustic music, and I think that's what's unfortunate, really, is that there is a certain sound that one can associate. Lots of these kind of spatially diffused, going for beautifully, very beautifully diffused, very finely crafted, perfect sounds moving around you in a beautiful kind of just, all I can think of is a finely crafted way and very controlled sounds, often very subtle sounds. Lots of plays with subtle sounds, with hisses, with footsteps. I hear too many footsteps. I think that's the problem. The thing is, I mean, not all electroacoustic music is like that, obviously. But I think one of the conundrums that electroacoustic community is seeing now is that a lot of it is. A lot of it sounds alike. Let's get honest. I mean, a lot of it does sound alike. And there's a few pieces that often stand out. And it's because some of it is the things that start to use referential sound. When I don't mean footsteps, once again. Footsteps are nice for certain purposes. But you can hear a few too many footsteps. And I think that's one thing, is the whole idea of sound and reference and different ways of incorporating words, incorporating language, incorporating voices, incorporating media fragments. Also, there's so many sounds around us. And there's so many sounds that are not subtle in the least. And then there's so many sounds that could be musical put into that context. So I think there's a lot of ways that the discipline could grow.
My name is Darren Copeland, from Vancouver. Electroacoustics. I mean, I guess I never came here to define what it is. I guess I came here to discover something about it and just to discover what it means to my personal history, I guess.
You call yourself a composer?
Yeah, I guess people use that word enough around me that I feel compelled to do the same.
Does it fit comfortably?
You get used to it. There's a lot of great people who you identify by that term, and when you can say that about yourself, then perhaps it makes you wake up in the morning, I guess.